Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Laura Cantrell Show. Thank you so much for being here. And I'm so excited that my good friend Dakara Keys is here with us today. We just had some technical difficulties, but we're all here now and it's all good. And today we're talking about how to realign, balance, and manifest. And we're going to be talking about, you know, how to prepare for 2019, how to raise your vibration. We're going to be doing some live healing and transformations using light alchemy, ancient sacred language. Oh. And we're going to talk about gatekeepers, and we're going to talk about activating the part of your brain that is pre-programmed to manifest, shine, and radiate. So I'm excited about that. So,
woo-hoo! Me Tara, too. It's going to come as a surprise. Thank you. Happy to be back, Laura. Wonderful to see you. And yes, so welcome. Hello, everyone. I'm going to guess that for most everybody listening to the call or seeing us on the call, that it's been an interesting ride in 2018. And so when Alara asked me the other day when we were butting up info for the show, my guides are like, realign, balance, and manifest. Like, perfect title, because what I know for me, when I feel like I've been riding the waves of the energy shifts and being bombarded by this and that that's been flowing into my life at times, and just there's been some intense astrological alignments. I feel like I need to realign in order to get back into balance, in order to be manifesting in the way that I'm accustomed to. So for all of us, I'm sure everyone's heard this, you know, Earth is like being in school. Mm-hmm. And it's like, when we're done, we get to graduate and go home. Okay, that's wonderful. So what I have found is that taking that time to realign with my core self is vital and has been vital this year. And that's what I kind of wanted to share and talk about and bring in some energy to help support everyone in doing that.
And, you know, before when you were offline, you know, I was talking about how, you know, 2018 was like a really, you know, intense year, you know, and it kind of kicked my butt, I have to be honest. And I've heard that 2019 is going to be more of the same or more, you know. So it's like, you know, this is the time for us to prepare and get ready for 2019 so that we can have a better 2019 than possibly what 2018 was for us, right?
Yes, yes. That's the energy that I'm feeling as well, I want to say. So yeah, 2018 has been intense. I think that 2019, because we're going to move it into a 3-year, so we've been, numerology wise, we've been in a 2-year. And so that's about partnerships and I think even aligning with ourselves. Hold on, mm-hmm. 1 second. Had some little software thing pop up and block you, block my screen. So it's like, wait, APT internet security. It's like, yeah, we can look at that later. So I just partly want to say, it doesn't matter where we're at on our path, who we are, what we've done, haven't done, up, down, inside out, everybody's having their own personal experiences and they're showing up in our lives in different ways. For me, just throwing this out there, it's like we've had a situation. I live in a duplex that our family owns, and I manage the other side, and there's been some challenges with the tenants that have been there for a very long time, and their last day is tomorrow. So now I'm on the precipice of a big remodel project, and it's all these things that I want to say create distraction. There's things that it's my responsibility to take care of it, but I have to remind myself to come back to center, because all of the outer chaos, however it's showing up in our lives, is there for a purpose. And sometimes the purpose is just the reminder that within ourselves, we have this wholeness and we can realign and come back to that and then move into the energy of balance, which then prepares us and puts us on the platform for truly manifesting.
Awesome. And so I know that a lot of people want to talk about, you know, the manifesting, especially because, you know, maybe they weren't able to manifest what they wanted to this year, right? So their main focus is on manifesting, but you can't really manifest what you desire if you're not, you know, connected within, right? If you're not aligned within, right? And, and there's no balance, not just in your energy field, but your energy field, you know, your inner and your outer, right?
Yes. Yes. And I think that's, it's a good reminder because, again, it doesn't matter who we are, what we've done. We all are here on planet Earth, and we're all going to have these different experiences. And it's just a reminder to everybody that, you know, even though, you know, Alara's doing all this wonderful interaction and her show and everything that she offers on me and any other spiritual being or anybody, there's still going to be stuff that we all get to navigate and go through. It's like nobody, you don't arrive at immune state. You may get a platform and a break for a while, but nobody's immune to being in that evolutionary process of ascension and opening up and clearing. I'm still shocked at some of the stuff that I find inside or whatnot. It's like, wow, okay. Or, you know, like a memory will pop up and it's like, why did that pop up? So I'll start looking at the energy or running a process or something on it because it showed itself for a reason.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing, you know, sometimes a lot of the past does come up again, not maybe as strongly sometimes, but just, and it's again, it's the layers. It really is a layer. And I'm finding that it's like, our life goes on a spiral, you know?
Yes.
So, and in the spiral, things come back up to be released and let go of at a deeper level, you know, again, and it's not just about releasing and letting go of, but it's about having an understanding and acknowledging more of what it was instead of something. You know, I just find that, you know, each time I experience the something again, you know, it's like, I find a deeper truth, you know, like a deeper wisdom, you know. It's like, oh, I didn't get that last time, you know. It's like, okay, I got that now. So, you know, there's new truths that are revealed as we progress and evolve.
Yes, I agree. So I look at it as like it's an upward spiral that, oh, my finger's getting all screen. So if we're coming up this way, and then here's the issue. So each time you come back around, that memory or that information may come up, and yes, it does give you the opportunity to go deeper or into another aspect. So layers, you know, for years, everybody's talked about the layers of the onion. It's like, okay, yes, that is part of it, but then there's aspects of things too. When we shift our perception on something that's come up, then we're seeing it in a whole new light and a different energy, which may take us deeper into an awareness and an understanding so that we can clear it or embrace it. Mm-hmm. And honestly, sometimes, and what the guides are saying, it's like, I need to remind people, remind me too, believe me, that sometimes we just need to send love. It isn't always about, like you said, the clearing and the releasing. Sometimes it's just like, okay, that aspect of ourself, it needs some love. Let's just embrace it and hold it and love it because that's what is called for. Not so much like we've cleared all this stuff off. Now we just need to embrace the truth of it and allow it to be okay. And maybe it needs to be loved and then integrated in a way that brings us into that balance, that realignment balance and manifesting.
Oh, I totally agree. It's sometimes it's not about the clearing or healing. It's sometimes it's just acknowledging. Sometimes it's just loving yourself, you know, through that process, right?
Yes, yes.
I love that. Thank you. And that's great to hear because, you know, let's face it. I think most of us are sick and tired of hearing about clearing. There's more to clear. It's like, come on.
Clear. Yeah. And it's been showing up in private sessions too, where it's more, they just feel funny when I tip them up, but then I get rid of the glare. It's like really just going in, especially with inner child stuff, just really embracing. And it's always for me been with the inner child, you know, asking what they need, embracing them. But it's really been showing up as just like, we just need to hold them and love them. And bring that love energy in because that's what's required now.
Yeah.
So, and thinking about 2019, moving into a 3-year, this is about creating a deeper dialogue with our humanness. Because we have all these aspects of our spiritual being, but then we want to come into our humanness because anything, so if you think of blending astrology and numerology, the third house is Gemini. It's about communication and it's more on a mundane, like kindergarten through 12th grade, where the other house of communication is the ninth house. And that's about with our guides and higher education and things like that. So really think about 2019 as an opportunity to develop a deeper dialogue with yourself within that framework, and maybe even new ways of communicating with oneself on a deeper level, mm-hmm. is what it feels like.
Awesome. Thank you. I just want to remind everyone, just to let everyone know really quickly, that if you do have a question, you can raise your hand or you can type in the question in the chat, and we will be taking questions, just not when we're doing the actual healing processes or something, but we will be taking questions whenever Dakara says, okay, let's take a question.
Perfect.
Right. So you can raise your hand or you can type in the chat. And if you can't raise your hand and we're not doing a process, just go ahead and unmute yourself and ask away. Okay. Because I guess
people that attend know how to do that. I'm not overly familiar with Zoom, just and how all the pieces work.
I just don't know how to do it on the phone.
I probably should be, but I'm not.
So you poor people on the phone, I don't know how to help you. I'll be honest. Okay. Anyways. All right. So let's talk about... I don't. So let's talk about, we also want to talk about gatekeepers, right? Gatekeepers, yes. Are holding us back from our heart's desire. What? Why? Why would a gatekeeper who we have working with us and for us, why would they be holding us back?
So gatekeeper is, I think, a term that has different definitions, especially in the metaphysical or spiritual community. So in this context, a gatekeeper generally feels it's protecting us from something. I'm going to say 90-95% of the time, mm-hmm. thinks it's protecting us. The other percentage there, that 5-10%, there can be what I call hidey hoos, mm-hmm. which means like little gremlins that are in there. They're being mischievous or even malicious. So there's some energies that can kind of hold us back in that way that aren't nice. And then there's the other aspect. So I'll give an example because that makes it easier. Mm-hmm. So back in the early 90s, when I was really hitting my spiritual path and being drawn and guided to different things, I had signed up. I was going to a spiritualist church and there was a class, and it's like I knew that I needed to take the class. And there was a different speaker every weekend, and it was one of the speakers presenting it, and it was Robert Detzler, who teaches spiritual response therapy, or used to. I mean, he's probably in his 90s now, but then in that environment, at the end of the service, people would get up that would get messages for other people and just come up and say, I have a message for you. And the message was, you need to take a class. And I hadn't said anything, so it was like, okay, thank you. So here comes the gatekeeper part. I'm signed up for the weekend on the basic, the first level of spiritual response therapy. I'm driving out to the location, about a 45-minute drive. And most of the drive out there, I am like feeling all this anxiety and fear come up within me, and like hearing like, just turn around, you don't need to do this kind of stuff. And I'm like, no, I signed up. I paid for the class. I'm going to the class. And, obviously fought through the mental chatter and this feeling in my body. And what I found was, because spiritual response therapy, using a pendulum, and you're accessing all these charts and your Akashic records and, massive past lives. So what I spent most of the weekend doing was clearing past lives where I had been given death as a healer. Hmm. So in this case, the gatekeeper, had I known then what I know now, I would have said there was a gatekeeper that was trying to protect me from going into this realm that was going to open everything up that I had been given death to for so many lifetimes. So in that case, the gatekeeper was doing its job, but it wasn't necessarily in alignment with me moving forward in this lifetime. It was time for me to start opening up to the energies and the processes and learning different things and ways I could help myself and others. So that, just to give an idea. So the gatekeeper thinks it's protecting us, maybe in that case, from being given death again, for being a healer or whatever you want to, mm-hmm. all the different labels that they had in different lifetimes. And so clearing those gatekeepers, sometimes we give them a new job. Most of the time we just release them into the violet blue flame so that they can transform into whatever next level of energy they're ready for. That's in this context what a gatekeeper is. So generally they're thinking they're protecting us, but they're really kind of putting a stumbling or a holding block into us moving forward. Yeah. And we don't even know it until we kind of look for it or address it or it shows up. I talk with my hands a lot, but they're not showing up on the screen that much. And I know you do too. So,
well, you know, I was just going to say, you know, that used to happen to me a lot in the past where I would be registered for a class or a course or even a meditation night, you know, and then right before I'm supposed to go, I'm suddenly like feeling antsy and anxious. And I was like, I don't want to go. It's like, forget it. I don't want to go. You know, it's like, what's the point? And like all sorts of negative things, you know? And then I was like, I'm going, you know, and then I would go and it would be like so wonderful. It's like, oh, thank God I came, you know, it's like, oh, I'm so glad I came because it was so wonderful. But if I would have listened to those thoughts and feelings, because it wasn't just the thoughts, it was like physical feelings too, right? If I would have listened to them, I wouldn't have gone, and then I wouldn't have received the gift or transformation or blessing from going, right? So would that have been a gatekeeper too, or is that something else?
Very possible. I mean, I think it could have been other things, but that's another perfect example, because sometimes it's not just the thoughts, it is the feeling where we're just like, yeah, that all can be invoked. Because again, if the gatekeeper's job is in 90% or 95% of the time thinks it's going to protect us, it's going to do, you know, like, well, let's make her feel sick to her stomach or feel, you know, whatever. You know, whatever the course may be to get them to not go.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure this has happened to a lot of people, you know, that kind of thing. And so whether it was for protection or whether it was like, you know, keeping you, small and keeping you in your comfort zone or keeping you in the status quo, you know,
all of those things.
Yeah.
And, you know, honestly, I've cleared so many gatekeepers, not just for myself. And it isn't a hard process. That's the thing. And once you kind of just, you know, with anything, ask, you know, I know for you, asking the right questions or asking the questions to open up the energy. But listening or going back, you can just re-identify an area, or let's say a thought or a memory comes up. You can ask, is there a gatekeeper there? Yes or no? And to me, it's the first visceral response. Like my body will pull forward when it's a yes. Mm-hmm. For some, you know, it's like, don't, you know, refrain from getting in your head about it. Because some people, it's, the energies have been overwhelming this past year. And so I think a lot of people are still in that energy of overwhelm and feeling less confident and less sure of the path or the direction that they want to be taking. And that's okay. I, you know, people just know I'm going to share, you know, sometimes I don't get quite as personal about stuff, as I feel like I'm going to today, but this whole thing with the remodel, and it's like, okay, I got to find 3 contractors at least, get bids, and I'm not even taking them into the space, I'm bringing them into our space and pick out new flooring, and you know, it's just like it's overwhelming. And then but then I'm not feeling like I need to take an action. I'm like, well, no, I should be. So I, you know, get into all of this and it just becomes overwhelming, and I'm like, okay, I'm just going to step back and I'm going to allow each thing as I need to address it to show up. Mm-hmm. And or feel that. And that's the invitation. So I'm using this example of the remodel for that. But it can be anything in life. And people may be feeling like something is coming up or they don't quite know what the direction is. It's like sometimes it's okay to just take a pause and be present with yourself and allow the next step to show up.
Thank you. Yeah, I totally agree. I was having like this, you know, something was going on with my...
And I'm like, okay, just keep talking.
Something going on with my light, and it's like, what the heck? It's like, I can't sit in the strobe light for an hour, you know, it's like, and it's starting again. It's like, what? Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, sometimes we do become overwhelmed, and we don't know that we're even overwhelmed, you know? Right. And so, you know, how can we, you know, before we get to that stage of, I'm like, I can't do anything now, you know, like before, like we should, I mean, I know this because we talk about this kind of stuff all the time, be present more, right? be aware of our thoughts more, right? And then ask questions about which way to move forward. Like, what is calling your attention now? You know, is it this? Is it this? Is it this? And then go with that. And then one step at a time, right?
Yes. And sometimes it is just about being present, just being quiet and calm. Hang on. Sorry, someone's at the door. I'm just, hopefully they just delivered a package. I'm taking those darn crafting mats down off the wall. I thought I had the camera lined up where you wouldn't see them. Sorry.
That's okay. It's just interesting how I'm having distractions here. You're having distractions there. What is with this energy?
Yeah. Good question.
Right? What's going on? What is it that something or doesn't want us to talk about? And I look so weird. It's like, what is going on with my face today? What happened?
Beautiful. And so here's the thing. I think we're showing you an example of when distractions are coming in that we can still choose to stay focused. Sure. So part of what I was explaining with this, kind of the story of like feeling overwhelmed with the whole remodel and, you know, picking out all of the, everything we're doing, what are we doing? And then I got to find materials and, you know, all this different stuff. But what I did was I just stepped back and went inside and just like, okay, I just need to let go of this feeling of overwhelm and that kind of crazy static energy. Mm-hmm. And then I will just allow things to show up. And then it's like, okay. And it's like, okay, I knew there was a sale on the flooring. So I went a few days before the end of the sale because I didn't want to be there the last day, you know, all of that. So it's really about just being present sometimes and stepping back and allowing the universe to handle the details and to show up. So yes, asking the questions is a big part of that. And for me, I had to ask the question to myself, you know, do I need to be driving myself crazy with this right now, or mm-hmm. can I allow it to unfold? Because, you know, there's parts of it I can't do anything until they're physically out. So it's just, you know, staging everything.
Yeah.
So.
And that's the thing, like we're trained, you know, and the way that we've been brought up is to do, right?
Yes.
So we're not taught to step back and let the universe, you know, contribute or let the universe unfold, you know, the events as they will. We're told take control, do this first, then do, you know, I mean, I'm like that a lot, but, you know, but so that's hard for us to take a step back, you know, and so, remember to go within.
And if we move from that energy, when we recognize that we're in the energy of do, and then we can move into the energy of be, mm-hmm. so that when we can just be present with ourselves, then we can actually see maybe what the universe is trying to show us. Because when we're in do so much, we're not necessarily paying attention or getting the other pieces of information that the universe may be continually bringing, you know, to us.
Yeah,
the multitude of ways. So yeah, we are taught to do, and part of it is learning to be. Just be in the energy of being.
Absolutely. I totally agree. And so, and that's the thing. How do you be? By going within, by realigning, right?
Yes. Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, awesome. Let's take a question and then I'm going to, well, actually first let's bring everybody into the meadow. So if the question leads into something, then we're already ready. We're grounded and we're ready. Awesome. So I'm going to invite everybody. Obviously, if you're listening or watching on video, you're probably not driving, but I'm going to invite you if you're listening through a device and you're driving, you know, this is going to bring you into an altered state. So you need to pull over, come back and listen to the replay later. So I'm going to invite everybody to take a deep breath in to align our energies collectively. And just imagine you're walking down a beautiful path in nature. Before you can see a magnificent meadow surrounded by a circle of sacred healing light, dancing with soft colors. It feels alive as you approach that wall of light. Simply step through the wall of light and right into the meadow. Off to the right, you'll see a rainbow waterfall of light Imagine stepping into that rainbow waterfall and allowing that light to wash down and through you, cleansing and clearing anything keeping you from being fully present in this moment. All of the to-do lists, just wash them away. You can pick them up later. All of the thoughts that are coming up into the mind, just allow them to be washed away by that rainbow light. And then imagine stepping out the backside of that waterfall and sending a cord of light from the base of your spine all the way down to the center of Mother Earth, tapping into her wellspring of healing light. Clearing some stuff. If I'm coughing, it's because it's a response to clearing. So we're going to drink that light up that cord through the base of your spine, right up into the center of your heart as we commingle it with your heart's energy into an infinity loop. Sending that commingled energy up out your crown, all the way out to source, looping through source, bringing source back down through the crown, right down into the center of your heart, as we now create a figure eight from the base of the spine to the crown, anchored in the heart. And then we're going to loop in that infinity symbol, connecting us into the energy and the essence of pure love. And so it is. Whew. Woohoo! And this is something simple, you know, just connecting to Mother Earth and to Source that can also help you realign and just be present. And you can enter the meadow. It's kind of like an evergreen situation. I set it up almost every single day because I'm doing some form of work or working with clients. So It's re-energized on a regular basis, I guess, is what I'm trying to say there.
Awesome.
Okay, so...
So we're gonna,
do I click on the chat or do you?
I will unmute Angel 888.
Devon.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi, Yvonne.
I'm so grateful for you to take my call. Thank you so much. What I'm doing right now is I'm creating and manifesting with my divine team. A spawn retreat in the physical, and I feel it's in the etheric right now. And I'd like to do like a website and in the physical. So
right.
Now I'm just, I feel it's right here, like right around me. I feel it's in my field. So is there anything that you feel or see that's just, like I know it's divine timing.
Yes. And, everything.
Yeah, everything I do, I say to myself, whenever I do something for others and for love and service, I say, I am my spawn retreat.
Ah.
I feel like it's there, but now to manifest it outwardly.
Well, let's do a gatekeeper process, because if there's a gatekeeper that's kind of holding it in the etheric and not allowing it to like integrate into your physical being where you can actually expand. So first thing I'm going to do is we're going to bring some light in to work with for everyone. And everyone watching, listening, you know, this is perfect, Yvonne, because we can do a gatekeeper clear and we'll bring in some light and it'll just give everyone kind of a baseline. So if you're thinking about, or I'm going to invite you to think about one area that you're wanting to manifest in, or you're wanting to feel more interconnected or to realign with, then that focus on that. Because if for you, you've got your great focus on your spawn retreat. But for other people, they may be like, okay, well, I want a new job. I want a new partner. I want, you know, a new car. You know, it's like pick one, focus on one thing. Because otherwise we're trying to bounce all over the place and those things may not be interconnected into what's behind it.
Okay.
So I'm going to invite everybody to place your hand on your heart, your physical heart, and close your eyes. And imagine at your high self point, there's a beautiful vessel of crystalline material. And the high self point is 18 to 24 inches above your head. This is the portal where we connect with our guides and out to the universe, where we can ask for whatever is needed for transformation, for healing, for understanding, for wisdom. So we're going to call forth the light of illumination, the light of divine revelation. And just imagine light flooding into this crystalline structure. calling forth the sound, color, light, frequency, sacred geometry that's in perfect alignment to help reveal any energies that need to shift, that need to be released, that need to be simply loved and integrated and realigned into our being. And now we're going to pour that light into our crown. So just imagine that crystalline structure is tipping and pouring that light into the crown chakra. Anur, Anur, Anur. We're going to start spiraling that light through the crown and in and through the corpus callosum, which is the bundle of nerves that connects both hemispheres of the brain. Anur, Anur, Anur. Spiraling it now down into the midbrain platform. The midbrain contains the pineal, the pituitary, the hypothalamus, connects to the brainstem. This is our vibrational platform for manifesting. So we're going to spiral that out and through the midbrain platform. Anur, Anur, Anur. And Anur simply means the light. So I'm chanting Anur to help move the light and the frequency and the energy through your being. And we're going to activate that platform now, so it'll be prepared and ready for us later. Sada Shivam, Sada Shivam, Sada Shivam. Spiraling that light now from the midbrain down through the head into the throat chakra. Anur, Anur. Bringing it down across the chest and into the heart. Anur, Anur. We're going to expand that light into the deepest wisdom wells of our heart and then out 360 degrees all around us. Al Mukman, Al Mukman, Al Mukman. And then just take a deep breath in and out. And for you, Yvonne, focus on this feeling the energy etherically and perhaps why it hasn't integrated. And let's see if there's something in you and everybody else. We're going to send light out from the heart, like a little spotlight or a flashlight, to see where this energy or gatekeeper might be living in your being. So we'll do that first. So just imagine the light we just brought in. We're now sending out like a little flashlight. Anur, Anur, Anur. And I invite everybody to jot down where you're feeling this energy, and then let's rate it on a scale of 1 to 10. So 1 being no interference, no block, nothing holding me back, and 10, holy moly, there's definitely something holding us back. So Yvonne, what is your rating on that?
I feel there's nothing holding me back.
Okay. All right. That's fine. So I'm going to say that's a, I got nothing, and that's perfect because some people are going to feel like there's nothing holding it back, but there's, what is the reason that it hasn't dropped in besides divine timing? So that's what we want to look if there's something, cause I'm feeling some entanglements, a little bit in your field, or in your body. And so let's address that. So if you look at it from that perspective versus a gatekeeper, so for everyone else, ask, is there a gatekeeper there, yes or no? And then just make a note of what that is. And for you, it can be, I got nothing, but I'm feeling some entangled energy. So we want to disentangle and release that for you. So when I say entanglements, do you get a rating on that?
Yeah, I do get a rating. There's a few. I feel there's a few.
Okay. So if you were to give it a number on a scale of 1 to 10, what would it be?
I would say a 2.
Okay, good. And that's the thing. It doesn't always have to be a 10 or something monumental. For other people listening, it likely is, but this was perfect that Alara chose you to come, because I want people to know it's not always about something horrific or horrible or a really high number. So what we're going to do is, for everyone else, ask what the purpose of the gatekeeper is. So Yvonne, you can just hold for a moment because I want to keep this where it's helping everybody at the same time as helping you.
Absolutely.
All right. So again, most of the time, the gatekeeper will say it's about protection. 90-95% of the time. And I'm gonna freeze frame any Heidi Who's or malicious or trickster type energy for anyone. All right. And Durga Mata, Sekhmet, and Archangel Michael are coming into the meadow, standing triad. And whatever has the deepest resonance for each person is the deity or the being that will assist them. And so for you, I'm feeling Archangel Michael. We're going to ask Archangel Michael to come in and start clearing those entanglements. And for everyone else with gatekeepers or I got nothing, we're just going to clear whatever the energy or the undertone or whatever drew your attention. Well, even with the I got nothing, there's something there. Mm-hmm. So we don't have to figure it out. That's kind of the beauty of things. So we're just going to bring in these divine beings and allow them to start cutting cords, clearing entanglements, and the I got nothing, whatever that energy is. Anur, Anur, Anur. So with the cords cut, we're going to plant a seed of love into the gatekeeper's heart, acknowledge it, and I'm going to say even thank it for all of the energies and the lessons that it's brought forth. And that could be true for you too, Yvonne, with the entanglements. Whatever those entanglement energies are, we can just thank them for being present. There we go. And the guides are coming in. We're clearing all the cords and the entanglements, sending them into the violet blue flame. And invite everybody to take a deep breath in and out. And the gatekeepers have also been released. All right. So now, how is that feeling for you, Yvonne?
Well, I feel a little bit freer. My body heated up like crazy. I felt energy above my head.
Good.
I feel a little more clarity.
Clear. Good. Good. Yeah. And that's the beauty of this work is it's like, and I'm sure other people listening had a different experience or something where they, you know, anyone, even if you don't have numbers. And so for those people that did have numbers, tune back into that number and see how it shifted. But if you don't have it, just the feeling lighter, like you said, you know, more clarity, freer is perfect. That's a great place to be for anything that we're wanting to manifest. So now I want to kind of bring everybody, it's like, let's say that this helped us realign with ourselves. So now let's actually kind of move into that energy of balance. So we brought in or created that infinity loop in the heart. I want you to imagine now that on the meadow ground is a big infinity loop. And as you gaze upon it, you can see some energies kind of dancing and moving along. So up to the left, around, up to the right, around. I want everyone to imagine they're stepping onto that apex point, that crossover point, and allowing now these energies of balance to start moving up the feet. Anur, Anur, Anur. Across the knees, up the thighs, Anur, Anur, as we bring it up into the hips and what I refer to as the cradle of creation. So that's the whole pelvic bone region and the root chakra. We're now going to cross that over and allow that energy to move through the cradle of creation in that infinity loop pattern. All movement, all movement, all movement. And then we're going to continue to bring that energy up through the sacral, Anur, the solar plexus, Anur, into the heart, and again running that loop, Al Mukman, Al Mukman, Al Mukman, up into the throat chakra, Anur, up to the third eye, Anur. and up to the crown and just allowing any excess to kind of bubble over the top and down into our fields. Al Mookman, Al Mookman, Al Mookman. Just take a deep breath in and out. And for you, Yvonne, I want you to imagine now they've created space within your being and that we can just draw that from the etheric, what you've been feeling around your spa and retreat. And I want you to imagine that we're just drawing it right into the heart center energetically. I feel like some is going to stay in the etheric because there's aspects of something still manifesting around that for you. But I want to like draw the core essence right into the heart. Anur, Anur, Anur. And that would be the same for everyone else listening. Whatever was out there, that item that you chose, we're just going to bring that essence of it into the heart. And I'm going to anchor it into the heart. Al, ha! And then we're going to send it from the heart up to the midbrain platform. So just imagine tendrils of light that are spiraling up to the midbrain. Anur, Anur. And allowing them to unfurl onto that vibrational manifestation platform. Anur, Brzee, Brzee, Brzee. Brzee, Brzee, Brzee. Brzee, Brzee, Brzee. And take a deep breath in and out. Okay, so Yvonne, how does that feel for you in your field and in the body?
Well, when you got to the heart, first of all, the sounds you make and everything, just the vibrations of your sounds, really, really intensified everything for me. And then I just feel like everything just sucked right into my heart.
Good.
Like a vortex into my heart. And I could see it visually going to my brain. Yeah, I feel like it's in here. I feel... And I'm almost ready to cry a little because.
Oh, but that's okay.
Yeah, I'm so grateful. It feels like it's here.
Yay. Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming on and with your question, because I feel your question just helped a whole lot of people in the processes that the guides just brought forward.
I'm so grateful for that.
Grateful for you.
Thank you so much, Yvonne.
Thank you. How are you, Laura?
I'm good. I know, right? It's like, I'm just going to mute Yvonne and her hand. I'm good. I'm just so relaxed now, you know?
Yes, I do.
So Delight has a question. Delight, where are you?
I'm here. First of all, I want to thank you for bringing Dakara, and she's the best. I love her work is excellent, and I really appreciate both of you. I really appreciate it. Dakara, you worked on me recently, which I'm so thankful. And right now, when we're doing this meditation, still on my chest area, I saw there was a guy. Like a guy, very quiet, like someone who controls, someone like a pop or some. I don't know why I say that, but with a kind of dark dress, black, and with glasses. And it's like a controlling, which I don't know who it is or anything, but it can be from past, maybe either this life or I think this life.
So I knew your voice sounded familiar, so now I know. I'm not going to say your name because you have a different name up on this. So we'll go with Delight.
Yes, and Ellie.
So when we did the gatekeeper clearing, what did you feel or experience with that?
Today?
Yes.
I don't remember.
So when you tune into this energy that you're feeling now that you just described, is that still there? Or are you just sharing what you observed?
Right now, at this moment?
Yes.
It's fine. It's good.
Okay, good. So on a scale of 1 to 10, that energy of feeling like being controlled or that there's something looming, where would you rate that?
Maybe 7.
Okay, so that's still pretty high. Mm-hmm. So let's go deeper into that. So because I'm feeling like, and if everyone else listening feels like they cleared that gatekeeper or there's not another level to it, because I'm feeling like there is some multiple levels that we want to kind of address for everyone today. So if you cleared that previous gatekeeper, I want you to choose something else or to look for another aspect or area. So I'm going to just chant, and I'm going to bring in what I call sacred language. So it's channeled language that isn't going to sound like any definite words. And I want to bring this energy in to just like expand and to, or delight, to kind of go deeper, make sure whatever that, because I'm feeling like an undertone or an underlayment there.
Yeah, it is like I was always able to direct energies and to do anything, to clear, to do everything. But now it feels like a void, and it doesn't let the energy movement.
Right. Okay, so I'm going to bring in sacred language with the intention that we're going into this underlayment or a different aspect or the energies that might be underneath this previous gatekeeper or whatever that underlayer is for everyone that we want to bring light to actually see it so we can release it, love it, bring it into balance, integrate it, whatever it needs. So everyone take a deep breath in and out. And just focus your awareness on wherever you're feeling this within your being. Shahi ala note hi shalai upai e nalayatu u she ala nai hi alai u she hanai pitalia tu she halai itimia shote halani iapatenai tipiala sha. Just allowing that sacred language to kind of go in. And we're going to coat this underlayment or underlayer or energy or aspect, however it's showing up for each person. And I'm going to chant some light in and around it to kind of encapsulate it. Anur, Anur, Anur. Al-Mukman, Al-Mukman, Al-Mukman. And we're going to bring in some mercy and compassion energy as well. And beloved Kuan Yin is stepping up or stepping into the meadow to assist, because there's an aspect that we need to send this mercy and compassion into this underlayer or deeper energy. I want to say for some it feels like an old pattern as well. So I'm kind of like, I'm getting a lot of different energies. Whenever I'm on a call like this, it's like I can see a lot of different energies, and I'm calling in to address the bulk of it that I can see and feel. All right. So for Kuan Yin, first I'm going to chant chant that's connected to her a few times, and then we'll bring in the mercy and compassion. And I'm going to hold this mudra. So for women, left hand over right. For men, right hand over left. And you can hold it like right at the dantian or right above the belly button or even at the heart center. So I'm going to invite you. She's asking everyone to hold this mudra. Om Mani Padme Om, Om Mani Padme Om, Om Mani Padme Om, Om Mani Padme Om. Om Mani Padme Om, Om Mani Padme Om, Om Mani Padme Om, Om Mani Padme Om, Om Mani Padme Om. And we're going to bring in that energy of mercy and compassion. Anahim, Anahim, Anahim. Anamen, Anamen, Anamen. Allowing that to dive deep into the energetic field of resonance, into the tissues, the cells, the subatomic particles. And we're just going to lift that layer. So we've brought in the energy to kind of come underneath it. We're going to lift it and we're going to extract whatever's ready to be released. Undoer, undoer, undoer. Sending that in to the violet blue flame. Al-ha! Deep breath in and out. And then we're just going to balance, bring that energy of balance and golden healing balm into fill in that space. And so it is. Okay, so Delight, how is that feeling now? I know you said right now it was feeling like a 7. So where does that feel now?
It feels good. It feels like 3. And somehow I think maybe it's me also, like I'm the whole time I'm trying to figure out, for example, why, how can I convince him? It's like, okay, this is his mentality, the way that, oh, no one should be like God and you shouldn't be. And he tries like to control everything. But I say to myself, why should I even bother with this? And I think it's my subconscious, which it clings on it.
Yeah, and that's where you, any of us, not just you as you, but collectively, I need to sit back, my head's in the camera. It's like we need to acknowledge that and then let it go. Because we cannot control other people, and by allowing those types of thoughts to spin, it's almost like giving the power or the control over to that other person or to the energy of it.
Yeah, I want to know how I can let go of that. Somehow, I don't know why. I don't know if it's me or...
So that's where asking questions for you particularly or, you know, individually, and this is applies to everyone, asking questions of the universe. And, you know, Alara is Access Consciousness certified teacher, I think now. And, you know, looking into Access Consciousness and asking the questions. And even though it's not necessarily looking for a direct answer, it's identifying or bringing something up and then kind of surrendering it in a way.
Yeah.
So, okay. And that then it can start showing up for you. And I don't want to share because I just realized we just had a session a few days ago, but I want you to go back to some of the things that I said there and you know, what you need to let go of, because that's part of what's still spinning in your head.
Yeah. And I think it comes like, I have to be compassionate to myself.
Yes. Perfect.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you so much. I
bless
really
you too.
And I highly recommend you.
So. Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Alara.
Thank you. Thank you, Delight. I love that name. Yeah. Thank you, Delight. Awesome. Hold on. All right. So, yeah. So how was that for everybody else? You know, I'm sure you could see me, you know, I was like, you know, really, really into the energy of it, you know, and now I'm cold, you know, as we've been progressing through this call, I've gotten colder.
Oh yes, you have a sweater on. I just looked up and noticed that because I was focusing on other stuff.
But that's the thing. Sometimes when we're running energy or we're working with energy and we're clearing stuff, you know, you do experience changes, you know, temperature changes.
Oh yes. Even though it's winter, I still have my little desk fan I can plug in, because there's times when I'm doing session work, I was like, okay, it's getting hot in here. I have a heater under my desk. I have Hashbinas, you know, behind me. And, you know, because it does vary a lot, especially when we're moving the energy. So,
Absolutely. And, you know, and so, you know, when I did this process for myself with the gatekeeper, you know, first I had a 7 and then it went down to a 3 and it was protection and I knew exactly what it was, you know, and now it came down to 0. But then I also got this other awareness just now, you know, it's like, oh, you know, so you never know what kind of awareness you're going to get when you're, you know, doing this work. And it's like, yeah, that, and I mean, I love your chanting, and I was thinking when you were chanting and when you were doing the light language, we're gonna, maybe it's not light language, but whatever.
Yeah,
but I was thinking, it's like, oh my gosh, she has such a beautiful voice. Why does she do, music? Does she do recording? Does she record herself singing and things like that? It's like,
I do have a domain locked up. It's chanting heals because it does. And, you know, someday I have so many ideas and projects and so many things that are in the works that will manifest when I'm ready. And it's like, I'm also very passionate about, I love being creative, and that includes, you know, making things in the physical. So it's like, okay, when can I squeeze in some like crafting times? That's like, you know, and you know, to work on things, because it's healing for me when I can get into that creative flow of energy and just make whatever I'm being guided to make. I mean, I do shows and events where we, you know, where I sell my stuff too. Not as much as I used to, because it's just so much work, but, it is important. And I know that all of this yummy good stuff will just flow into place at the right time.
And so being creative, you know, doing some sort of creative activity also moves the energy, doesn't it?
Yes, definitely. And then, and you know, like specifically for me, I have some projects I'm working on my desk. So here's a fun little thing. I haven't embellished the front, but it's a, like a mini album. And then the accordion out. So this has crystals and geometric patterns and different things. So you can put little, you know, photographs, and then it's got a magnet closure. So this is the kind of stuff. I mean, I make all kinds of things, but these like really called to me. So it's like, okay. And I've got a bunch of, you know, different ones for kind of specific to some events that are coming up early in the year. But to me, it is. So one of the ways that people can process, or any of us can process, is, scribble, color. There's adult coloring books. One, we're working with color, so that's healing on its own. We have the kinesthetic movement, which is healing on its own. Yeah, beautiful.
That was from a coloring book, an adult coloring book.
Nice. That's gorgeous. Yeah, there's so many out there now. I mean, back in the late 80s and early 90s, it's like you could get really basic geometric designs, and they were called adult coloring books. And I still have some of them. And I have a whole library of other really cool ones with fairies and, you know, all kinds of stuff. And usually I will take that and my colored pencils or whatnot when I travel, because that's just a nice way to, like, relax or sit even in the car at the ocean just looking at the waves and coloring. So
and that can bring in new information, new energies, new downloads for people who might be like wondering, why is nothing moving, why is nothing shifting, you know, like, why am I not manifesting, what's going on, right?
Yes, definitely, because it gets us out of our head when we're doing and allowing the creative flow. And it's kind of like, a lot of people will get information when they're in the shower.
Yes.
Because you're just in there doing your normal, like, and I do. It's like, da, 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 da. It's like, oh, and I'll get like a download of like, okay, well, that's a cool idea, you know, to write it down. It's the same thing with like the tween times. When you're going to sleep and when you're waking up is a great time where information can drop in. So I always suggest have a little notebook and a pen handy so you can jot things down, because I always say, oh, I'll remember that.
And then I was telling my group that.
What was that?
I know, right? And that happens to me all the time now, because, like, I get stuff in the shower. I get stuff when I'm putting on my makeup. And then I think, and before I go to sleep, right, when I'm lying down, going to sleep. And if I don't write it down right away, it's gone. And it's happened to me so many times, like, oh, I lost it. It's gone. I didn't tell anybody about it. I wonder what it was. Maybe it'll come back.
Yes. Or I just consciously, like, I'm calling it back. I want that information back. So, and then usually, or like because I do the new moon manifesting calls each month, and those are all, you know, divinely guided. It's just like, yes, you know, like this month it's Sagittarius. So we have mutable fire, a beautiful red dragon. So as I was laying stuff out yesterday around the call, it's like, oh, this beautiful red dragon showed up, and we're going to go to on a journey to the temple of purification and transformation. So it's, that's how a lot of the stuff that I do come up with or create, it's just the guides. It's like, okay, whether I sit and ask for it because it's like, it's time for me to get this written up, or it's already downloading and in the process. So
yeah, I love that.
Creative, running creative energy. And again, it can be as simple as coloring. And if you're feeling frustrated and angry, scribbling, whether it's with colored crayons or with a pen, but scribbling is a great way to get that out of your body and your head onto the page.
Mm, awesome. Thank you. And you know, Karen, I your name just popped into my head because I was thinking, oh, okay, we'll take another question or two. And your name came into my head, and then you just raised your hand. It's like, oh my goodness. That is like, wow.
I got a private message for someone, so I'm going to quickly respond to that. Maybe we can bring up, I'll try to multitask here.
Well, I was going to say, can we just, before we do that, can we just talk about the special offer package first, and then we'll take the questions, if that's okay?
Yes.
Awesome. So for those of you who are on the live page, you can just click on special offer. Those of you who are not, you can go to alara.at/show/Dakara, D-A-K-A-R-A.
Yeah, I was just going to bring it up. I mean, I know kind of what's in there, but I don't think that was the
right
link.
Wow, I'm hot again. So the Dakara special offer includes a 30-minute private session, as well as a Temple of Healing and Balance audio, Cave of Manifesting audio, Sacred Language Activations audios, and then there's some bonus items. Did you
buy it? Yes, I got on there quickly. So, so 30-minute private session. I mean, that's when true magic can happen, because we're diving into your field specifically and looking at the energies. And for a long time, and I still feel like this, it's like, it's your divine prescription. It's like the sacred language, the energy, everything is specifically for you during that one-on-one time. So to me, that's really priceless, but basically the cost of the package covers what a private 30-minute session is. So it's amazing. Okay, so now I don't know how I got full screen. Anyway, you're scrolling, or somebody is.
I am, yes. I put it up on the screen. It's like, it's so much easier.
Thank you. I brought it up, and then it's like, hey, how'd I get over here?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. So, you know, for those that don't know, but I've been doing healing work for over 25 years, and I've trained in a multitude of different modalities, but really it's all about the moment and you and the energies and how my guides and I can help you move to a different place energetically, you know, whether it's releasing, embracing, and loving on a deeper level, whatever it is. The Temple of Healing and Balance is a fabulous class that, where you get to connect with your angel of balance, and then that connection lives on, lives beyond listening. There's different energetic processes. So I'm looking quickly. Receive a healing elixir of blue light to rejuvenate and regenerate your adrenal glands. So I don't know about you, but if your adrenals are burnt out, where I've been challenged with that off and on this lifetime, and I'm back to taking some things to help with that. But using something energetically can boost you in a whole new way. Because it's hard to get out there and manifest and do things, or even be present with ourselves when we're freaking exhausted. Mm-hmm. And all we want to do is nothing. You know, we don't even want to read or do anything because we're tired. And I feel like 2018 has made a lot of us tired. Mm-hmm. And I want to say this. Sleep is good medicine. So sometimes we just need to get extra rest and extra sleep. And we need to allow ourselves that time without mentally beating ourselves up that we should be doing something else. And look at, we're just being present with ourselves. And that's what's important. And that's what's going to keep that realignment and that energy of balance stationary. And it's easier to navigate the overwhelm when we're in a place of balance. So that's about a 52-minute class. There's different energetic transmissions and clearing gatekeepers and gremlins in that. So the beautiful thing with all the recordings is you can listen to it over and over again, addressing a different topic or area that will support you in moving forward. And, you know, 5 years from now, you can be like, hey, I'm just feeling something, and you can come back to any of these. And not just my work, but anybody's work. I know for all of my work, when I'm recording, it's encoded into the audio, so it lives on forever. The Cave of Manifesting is a super fun. This is working with the elements and the elementals. So four sweet fairies I put on there walks you through, or we create a ritual to transform through those elements of air, fire, water, and earth, which is super, super powerful when we're working with the elements. When I set up the meadow, that's one of the things. We call in those elements. We call in the directions of the energies, as well as a whole. It's a whole little couple minute process for me to set that up. This one also allows you to go back and work with your ancestors to help shift things, because many times patterns and things will continue to show up in our lives, and it's an energy that we came in with through our DNA from our ancestors. So when we go back and address that, big shifts and changes can happen.
Okay. Awesome.
So if you want to scroll down, there we go. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So the four powerful sacred language, these are short and sweet. They're for love, money, health, and success. So if you're focusing on one of those areas of your life, listen to this every day. It's a few minutes. And it's just this sacred language, like what I, it kind of guides you in, and then the sacred language, and just allow that to build up a resonance within your field. So if you're working on manifesting money, listen to the money one every day. The money one's 4.5 minutes, and that's with the lead in. So everybody's busy, but I think everybody could find 4.5 minutes to listen to that, or even, you know, maybe 12 or 15 minutes listening to them all. They're very powerful. If you felt anything, not just with the chanting, but also the sacred language, imagine having audio recordings that are quick and sweet that you can were created or downloaded for specific things. Great way to empower your day each day. You can have it set up on a device and listen to it before you even get out of bed. And then the bonus item is another magical meditation. And I say this kind of just because I love the fairies. I am very connected to the elementals. And this is where we're moving into, or you're guided into the Cave of Manifesting, where three little sprites come in and offer their magic. And it's almost like they make, each one makes their own little elixir for you, and then you're energetically gifted that. And then we step into, we go down a staircase, from what I'm remembering, into this like amphitheater. And the music of the spheres comes forward. So there's the Shanti bells and different energies that it's almost like subtly in the background, you can hear a choir of angels. Hmm. I don't know how to explain it beyond that. So nice. So that's a quick little bonus item that's, you know, 11 minutes. So it's something that you could do on a regular basis as well. So that brings the package. It's valued a little over $300, all for $127. So, and I know the rest of the page, there's some different testimonials or shares from other people that have worked with me. And I would love an opportunity to help support you in your journey and moving forward. And this is a great way through Alara's show to do that.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Dakara. And, you know, we just got a taste of what Dakara does today on the show. So if you are, you know, if you're resonating with Dakara's work, if you felt anything during those, all the processes we did, definitely take a look at it and ask yourself a question, you know, ask yourself a question. I know, it's like, yeah, you know, but mostly for me, I think that 30-minute session, one-on-one session with you is what is priceless. You know, the other yes. stuff are bonuses as far as I'm concerned, but the 30-minute yes. session with you is what is really going to make a shift and a change in your direction, right?
Exactly. Well, because I'm meeting you in the moment with my plethora of guides and many others on call. And I will say that dragons have become, I've been just drawn more and more into working with dragons, and they have been so powerful. And I took a training, I don't know, it was probably a year and a half, 2 years ago. It was an elemental Reiki and dragon and unicorns. So it's like all of that got downloaded. And then the dragons have just been, I've always had a resonance with dragons, but they have just been showing up more and more and more, and they've been so powerful, and they're so quick and mm-hmm. and shifting some energies too. So fairies and dragons yeah. align.
Yes, absolutely. So you said somebody had private messaged you?
Yeah, and I kind of misspelled the last word, but I responded just asking if they'd felt a shift with the gatekeeper process. So awesome. And I'm not seeing a response to that yet. I didn't, right. because they've sent it privately, I didn't want to share mm-hmm. verbally out loud what the question they asked.
Right. So Karen, are you still there? Karen from Maine, I'm going to unmute you.
Hi, Karen.
Hey, I saw you. Dakara. Alara, thank you for letting me psychically knock to at the last minute. I slept through the whole thing. I wanted to stay awake. There's all kinds of chanting, all kinds of stuff. I could not wake myself up.
Wow.
So I was that like, happens. At the very last minute, I said, I can't believe the hour's over. I hope she let me. And then you responded. Thank you, Alara.
I was so weird because in that moment, I thought of your name as I was thinking about, okay, we're going to take, you know, one or two more questions. And your name popped into my head. And then the next thing I know, you're like raising your hand. It's like, oh, okay.
That was perfect. That was awesome. Karen, just know that I have clients that fall asleep even in private sessions during processes. So I'll be like, I can hear them starting to snore or something. And it's like, okay. So I just say their name a little louder just to bring them back, you know? And they're like, wow, that was, I went so deep. It's like, okay. And then moving on. So it's not uncommon with this work because the energy is powerful and intense. And
yeah.
It's all good. So just know that your guides were just taking things deeper for you. You still, anybody that fell asleep, and the person that said private, she said, no, she fell asleep. So the invitation, you go back.
I wanted to fall asleep.
Yeah. Go back and listen to the replay, because sometimes, and even on the monthly new moon calls, a lot of people fall asleep during the meditation. Because again, at the end, a lot of times I'll unmute and I can, you know, you can hear people feel sleepy. And it's all good. You still receive. And I think even falling asleep, sometimes it's, you're receiving on a deeper level.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Shifting on a deeper level. So yeah. It's all good.
And so my question was, I do have these energy drains. And when I tapped into whether I had gatekeepers or not, I get a yes, I get a no, I get a yes and a no. So I'm not really sure that I do have.
Hmm. So
most people have.
Yes. And I think that we have hundreds, if not thousands, because, you know, really? They could, yeah, to different areas of our life. And not all of them are necessarily meant to address this lifetime. There, you know, there's different things that come up that I track back gatekeepers to past lives or even into ancestors. So with people. So I don't want people to feel like, oh my God, gatekeepers, they're horrible. And, you know, it's just like, it's just an energy. We just need to, at the right time, it will come up and it can be addressed and we can bless it and release it. And if they're malicious or hidey-hoos, then we can just, you know, cut those cords and send them into the violet blue flame. I mean, for me, everything goes into the violet blue flame. I haven't painted one. It hangs on my wall. So when I'm working, I'm throwing stuff right into that painting because that was the intention when I painted it.
Okay.
So, right. So just know that if you're getting a yes or a no, I'm going to say that that's more of a hidey-hoo. That's just a silly term that the fairies, they give me all kinds of interesting words, but it just means that it's kind of like a little gremlin. It's one that's trying to keep you off track or not pay attention. So it's like, okay, gatekeeper, we're, you know, cutting the cords and we're letting it go, because generally I have found, if you're not getting a solid yes or a solid no, then there is a gatekeeper there and it's messing with you.
All right. Interesting. All right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And again, they're not necessarily, you know, horrible or anything, but it's like, and doing a gatekeeper process, just asking, you know, I tend to work with Archangel Michael, Durga Mata, Sekhmet, Kali Ma comes in sometimes when there's some deeper or darker stuff that requires her magnificent ability to kick butt and cut that stuff out or give death to something. Mm-hmm. But whatever being works for you is perfect. Anyone that can come in and cut cords and help release that, you know, it doesn't have to be just this way. This is just the way that I'm guided to do this. But it's all in the asking. It's, you know, it's the asking the questions and setting your intention. And that's the powerful part about manifesting, is being clear, being aligned, being in balance, and then sending that energy out. So you can send the energy from, you can think of it as sending it from that midbrain. So midbrain, again, is pituitary, pineal, hypothalamus, that was the other one, and then part of the brainstem. But I'm going to say it also includes the ulna major at the back of the head. So that's a chakra back there that I use in this work as well, because it's a place to open up and to move energy through, or to anchor new things in when we're like, sometimes it'll be a process of tapping back there and bringing in new energy. So midbrain platform, super important. If you want to imagine, this is where your vibrational frequency, you know, is going out. It's like where you're sending your order to the universe. So keeping that kind of balanced and clean is good.
All right. Awesome. Thank you, Dakara. And thank you, Alara.
Oh, thank you, Karen. Thank you, Karen. And go back and do the process again that Dakara did at the beginning of the call. So, you know, now that you know that, yes, you do have gatekeepers, go back and do the process again.
Okay.
Right?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome. So, 1 second. Yvonne, did you have another question? Did you, because you raised your hand for a second. Did you want to ask another question or a follow-up? No, I'm good. Okay, awesome. Thank you. All right. So, because I was gonna ask you, Dakara, just, you know, before you just did that, it's like, oh, did we talk about the, you know, the midbrain and how we use that for manifestation?
Yeah.
Or how to activate that for manifestation?
So earlier, when we kind of brought everything into the heart and then we sent it up to the midbrain, that's a perfect way. So when we get really clear about what it is that we're wanting to manifest and we're bringing that energy into our hearts, we're kind of realigning our heart with that thought or that desire. That's a lot of times I'll refer to it just heart's desire. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I feel like I use some word, sentence, or things over and over and over again, but it's true. It's like the heart desire. Then we can bring up to the midbrain platform, to, you know, that energetic resonance to send that out, you know. And if you want to chant, you can chant Brzee, which was a single word that was brought onto the planet by Dr. Pillai. Do whatever feels good. So Om Mani Padme Om, that's a pretty common chant that is connected to Kuan Yin. But you can use that. Use whatever feels perfect for you.
Yeah. So Brzee, that is a chant or a mantra for Lakshmi.
That is part of it. But it was originally, my understanding, was brought in. It's been combined with some of the other aspects of the chant for Lakshmi. Mm-hmm. But according to Dr. Pillai, he's the one that got the download on that. And so like Om Shreem Brzee, that's a great one. Om Shreem Brzee. So you're bringing it in, but it's the Brzee. It's like that E. Because if you bring things down, like if I'm part of my little daily ritual too, is sending out a chant to Ganesha, and I just keep it simple and the seed symbol. So look at those too. What is the seed? And with Ganesha, it's gum, G-U-M. So I'll just chant that 27 times, like sending that frequency out. Because you know what? I like things simple. The older I get, I want things more simple. Even this year, the Christmas tree's up, and I bought a wood thing that says joy. I'm going to put some glitter on it, and then I've got some silver glittery things that are going out. That's it. We're not putting any other ornaments on the tree. It's already pre-lit. It's beautiful with nothing on it, and I'm just keeping it simple this year.
Mm-hmm. And so, and we can keep it simple. We don't have to go into the overwhelm and do everything that we always did, you know? So yeah, keep it simple. Especially I'm finding, especially right now as we're moving into 2019, we really do need to come back within and get a sense of where are we, who are we, what are we doing, and where are we going, right?
Yes. Yes.
Without being, you know, forcing, you know, so being in that energy of allowance and being in that energy of really connecting to spirit and having that relationship with spirit to understand, okay, what is that relationship and where are we going with it, and how can I allow spirit to contribute to me with more ease instead of my mind, right? Instead of my yes. head doing all the mind chatter all the time, trying to force and do. Why not let the universe help you and assist you, and not just the universe and spirit, but your team, right?
Yes, yes, definitely. And it, you know, it is kind of like, I love the analogy of putting an order in at a restaurant. You don't go into a restaurant and just sit there thinking that the server and the cooks and whoever knows what you want. It's the same thing with asking of the universe. You need to put your order in, essentially. You need to ask the questions and set the intentions. It's the same thing as using a cafe or a restaurant. You don't go in and just sit down and expect things to show up, besides maybe water. There's got to be a dialogue. There's got to be that flow of energy, that you know, that expression of like placing your order. What would you like today?
And I know we were already past our time, but you know, people are going to ask like, what if I don't know what I want? So how can people not know what they want? Is it just because there's too many things and they're trying to pick the right one, be right and not make a mistake?
I think that's part of it. And I think the energy of overwhelm, and what I invite people to do is chunk it down. Mm-hmm. So for instance, and this kind of came up in a session recently, where somebody, you know, has been working on their relationship with themselves. And then they're, you know, thinking about coming out of sabbatical, going back to work, and then also finding the right partner that, you know, can be on the same path. It's like, okay, well, what's the most important thing? If we're going to chunk it down, it's the relationship with yourself. Mm-hmm. And when you transform from the inside out and you're loving and honoring yourself, meaning bringing your focus inward instead of outward, ooh, light's moving weird there. it's like, then you will move into a place of clarity, truth, and understanding of what it is that you do want. So I think when we get into the place, I don't know what I want, it's because we're still looking outside of ourselves. Yeah. So when we can come in and just like, okay, I just want to feel self-love. I just want to take that relationship with myself deeper and deeper. Start there, because then everything else can unfurl all mm-hmm. in its own.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Yep. Absolutely. Thank you. And, you know, this is a perfect time for that, right? Christmas time, the holidays is a perfect time for us to go within so that we can recharge, refill, because we're going to need extra energy right now. Let's yes. be honest, right? Yes. We're going to need extra energy right now. So this is the time to go within, to realign to who you truly are, fill yourself up with, you know, the love and energy and contributions from spirit, so that you can do everything that you want to do right now, you know?
Yes, yes.
You know, I used to do a lot at this time, a lot. I don't do that anymore, thank God. But I used to do so much. It was like crazy, but I don't anymore, you know? And it's always, you know, hard to do everything. Julie says, I feel lonely during these holidays.
And I think that is a challenge for a lot of people, but then this is where you want to build a deeper relationship with yourself. So one of the things, and they're chiming in like, you know, imagine that you're walking into, you know, go into meditation and you're walking into the womb of Divine Mother, where everything it's dark. That, you know, in the Northern Hemisphere, it's dark, gets darker this time of year. And it's like when we go in there, we're held in that safe and sacred space. And that's where the other magic can start unfurling. It's like going back to being present with yourself, going into the womb of Divine Mother and just being held. Ask your questions from that space. Ask for the healing. Create something different. And if for some people, like for me, believe it or not, I'm more of an introvert than an extrovert. I mean, I love speaking and doing all this stuff. And when we're at shows, it's like, it's showtime or it's this or that. But for me to recharge, I have to have my alone time. I have to have my quiet and peaceful time. And, you know, find out what that is for you. And if you are energized as an extrovert by being out around other people, then connect with like meetup.com or find places and people that have similar interests that you can connect with. And I'm seeing what else she wrote. It's like, yeah, always alone. Then find.
But she likes being alone. Me too. Yeah. I need my quiet time to recharge, you know?
Yes.
And sometimes it's doing nothing. Other times I'm reading or learning or whatever, but I need my me time.
So what I would also say, yeah, definitely for me. You know, so if you feel lonely during the holidays, maybe go deeper within to find out what that loneliness is connected to, especially if you actually like being alone. So there's something of an expectation, or there's something out there that maybe there's some old thoughts or patterns that believes that things are supposed to be a certain way. Mm-hmm. And if you can look at that from a fresh perspective, then maybe that can shift.
Right.
Like embrace this time. Like if I wasn't married, I'd probably be like, yay, winter's coming. I could just like turn on my little twinkle lights or just, you know, candle lights and just like cozy in, you know, get into that cave or that mm-hmm. womb of Divine Mother and just like replenish myself.
Yeah. I totally agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she said, I want a relationship, but I've been single for 9 years. Mm-hmm.
Well, I was single probably for longer than that. I mean, you know, dated people in between, but I didn't get married for the first time until I was, let's see, 54. I didn't think about it. So, yeah. Actually, wow. I got married a few months before Alara got married, too.
Yeah.
You got married in December. Your anniversary's coming up, right?
It's been 4 years now. It was in October.
Oh, October. Okay. Oh, so ours was in September, but it was the same year.
Yeah.
So I just was thinking it was a little later. So,
but this was my third marriage.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. I chose not to have children this lifetime. When I was in my 20s, somebody's like, oh, children's like, I've had children so many lifetimes. I'm taking this lifetime off. And I was like, where did that come from? You know, but I felt the resonance in my heart,
yeah.
You know, but yeah, for someone in their early 20s, and now I'm in my late 50s, approaching 60. And
wow, you don't look it.
Thank you.
Not at all. I would not have guessed that at all. Mm-mm.
Yeah. Year and a half, I'll be 60.
Wow. Wow.
So
you're looking good. What are you doing?
Lots of good water, rest, working with the light.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
So maybe for the person, for Julie, you know, if you really want the relationship, then look at what part of you has maybe been putting that hand out to say, maybe not, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, being in a relationship, it's great. But then you also have to be ready to compromise. You know, on the way things are going to be, especially if it moves into living together and marriage. And, you know, it's just different, where I know for me, transitioning from doing everything my way, everything, you know, whatever, it is, you know, you got to be prepared for that too.
Yeah. I mean, nobody's perfect. You know, I think I got pretty lucky, you know, so, but still, but it took, you know, three times.
Instead of just dealing with what's coming at you, now you're dealing with what's coming in with your partner.
Yeah.
But the beautiful thing is then you have somebody that you're close with that you can have communication and maybe talk through or be there as support, whatever it is, mm-hmm. you know, it's just different. Yeah. So,
don't give up, Julie. Don't lose hope.
Yeah. Don't lose hope. Just, a boyfriend would be good. Yeah. So just focus on that. It doesn't have to be the man you're going to marry or spend the rest of your life, but just maybe, set out the intention, someone to, go and play and have fun with that you have deep resonance and that you can, you know, has the potential of building something deeper. Oh, I don't care about marriage. Yeah. I mean, it's not for everybody, but just, you know, somebody that wants to play and have fun that also doesn't care about marriage, because if you meet somebody that does, then that can be another thing that has to be worked through.
So who knew this was going to turn out to be a relationship call?
Yeah, me either.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Yeah. Been there. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Awesome. So just tweak your intention a little bit more, Julie, about what you want, you know, and then use the process that Dakara showed us today of moving it from your heart to your midbrain, right? And sending out that intention.
Yes. So, and then just kind of a final thing here, when you talked about Lakshmi, so Om Shrim Brzi Lakshmi Namaha would be a great chant that you can use for the midbrain platform. You know, and really, what does it come down to? Intention. Mm-hmm. And getting out of your own way sometimes. Like, and that's, I think, focusing on the midbrain and bringing that intention, and then you're chanting it out. That's kind of like you're sending it out to the universe so that it can respond in kind, I guess.
Awesome. So somebody just typed in maybe a call on relationships after the new year. Maybe, because I've never done a call on relationships. So I think that'll... Never. No, I think that would be fun.
Okay. Well, because there could be all kinds of gatekeepers and portal keepers and belief keepers around relationships. And, you know, especially when we're modeling what we saw growing up or as children, and then there can be ancestral connections that affect all of that too.
Awesome. So yeah, Dakara, you got to come back in January and do a call on relationships.
Sure. February.
No, that's too close to Valentine's Day.
Well, wouldn't that be kind of perfect? Or it's too close because it wouldn't have time to manifest. Is that
exactly
what you mean?
Yeah.
Okay, late January maybe. It's just I know I've got a lot going on in January, so
perfect.
Out of town stuff. So
yay. So we're already manifesting a call in, you know, January sometime about exactly. On relationships.
Perfect.
Awesome. All right, so this was so much fun. I mean, we went all over the place. So much happened, and now I'm like sweating again. You know, it's like, you know. But this was so much fun. We talked about so many different things. Oh my goodness, you know, and like, wow. Even with the distractions that we had at the beginning and everything, but this it was brilliant. So thank you so much, and thank you for the questions, Yvonne and Karen, and I think and Delight. Sorry, I think Ellie, right? But and Julie, thank you so much for all of your questions. And go back and do the process again. Listen or watch this again. Do it again. Take a look at the special offer that Dakara has available for you, because that 30-minute session is going to shift, you know, a lot, right? As well as the wonderful audios that you have there, Dakara. They're great for manifesting, especially, right?
So, yes, definitely. Well, again, when we come back to, we want to realign, we want to be in balance, so you've got, you know, extra support and helping, and then some of the other bonus items, those are really about manifesting, because those are both of those meditations are probably from new moon manifesting calls is what I know one of them was. I'd have to look back, because I have over 6 years of doing those calls every month. You know, that's another project. Someday I'll have a website with all of those and a book, actually several books, 12 meditations per book. The plan's there. It's just a matter of
time.
Yeah, time.
So. I still want to do a group loud shout to Renee to wake her up. Is Renee sleeping? Oh, yes. Yes. She does tend to fall asleep during calls, which is all good. All good.
It is good. It's just you're taking it in a different way.
Yeah, so, that's so funny.
Perfect. Awesome.
So thank you, thank you, thank you. And
thank you, everyone. Thank you, Alara.
Thank you. So again, the special offer is available at alara.at/show/Jacara. Take a look at it, see if it resonates with you, and go ahead and get it so that you can start 2019 off manifesting, you know, what yes. you would like, right? That's yes. the point of it. So that you can start strong manifesting and, you know, really living the life you desire. So why not?
Right? And there, I can say that there is some openings as early as next week too for awesome. That. Excuse me, 30-minute private session.
Awesome. Perfect.
Yeah. Sorry. I just realized I have to make sure there's something else that's already booked, but I'm just looking at my paper calendar and yeah.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank Perfect. You. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Alara. It's been my pleasure and joy to be here and to share the energy and the light and the alchemy. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for you and for everyone that participated and all the questions. And it's such a blessing.
And it was so much fun doing it on video. I know we've done it on video once before, but it was so, it's so much fun doing it on video, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Definitely. Yeah.
I enjoyed it. It was fun. All right. So thank you so much, everyone. I'm so grateful for all of you and so grateful for you, Jacara. And I love your chanting. I love your guided processes and working with the gatekeepers because like, yeah, you're right. We have so many, you know, and there's no reason for us to not be able to do what we want to do. You know, we can clear or you know, embrace or love those shadow aspects so that we can move forward. So thank
yes.
you.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. And so until next time, everyone, may you continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and radiant health. Much love and blessings always. Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye, Renetta. Sweet dreams.